Good morning. With us on a Friday, our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, looking in the paper this morning, Alan, we were commenting on the track, Saratoga, the horse racing.
Well, you know, there is a huge buy-in by the media and others about the track in Saratoga. It's a huge operation, obviously, and a lot of people have been extraordinarily supportive of it because it has such economic ramifications. On the other hand, there are people who believe that horses are abused, that they are there just to make the money and that people don't really care about them. And if anybody dares to open their trap on that one, they could be subjected to fairly severe criticism. I hear on a fairly regular basis via email and other ways from people who are just very unhappy about the way in which horses are exploited. To me, it's obviously a matter of balance. And, you know, I would hope that we do everything in our power to make sure that our horses are well protected.
A lot of horses in the presidential race.
Indeed.
One that's considering is the Vice President, Joe Biden, as a headline in the Times today says. Joe Biden wades further into 16 bid. He's having conversations with close political friends.
I saw something that was even scarier this morning. I saw that Al Gore is thinking about getting back into it. And, you know, Gore has not been a household word on many people's lips. The problem with so many politicians is when the fickle finger of fame gets on them, they can't give it up. Look at George Pataki up in New Hampshire, basically making a fool of himself. Once you've been touched by this, there's always the need, you know, to have more. So with that said, it's clear that the vice president has an interest in this. And you see all these people in the Republican Party, most of whom should have known from the beginning that they had no chance whatsoever. But, you know, when you have mothers and fathers and uncles and aunts and cousins, and they're all saying, well, you're an assemblyman, when are you going to be president? There is always the incentive to get in.
What about getting into a constitutional convention, Alan, in New York? We'll get first chance in 20 years to vote on whether to hold one to change the state's constitution in November of 2017. And they're already starting to get the word out.
Hey, David, I've been around for a long time. I'm an old guy. I'm a political scientist who has studied this. Every time it comes up, there are always all of those advocates, most of them very good people, who think that if you get into a constitutional convention, you'll come out with great change. Turns out, each time, it's a massive waste of money. Very little gets done. And even in a time like this, what happens is that the very legislators who should be ashamed of themselves for the way in which Albany has garnered so much criticism, those are the people who are going to control the convention. So what do you think? They're going to create a convention that's going to give them a tougher time ethically in every other way? Nonsense.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thanks, and have a great weekend to you and the listeners.
You too, David, and be careful about where you step. People are getting into terrible trouble just stepping off porches, on rocks, and other things.
I'll stay on my toes.